Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Let's get after it on a Friday. Happy Friday, everybody. Well done. Well done. Well done. You made it to Friday. Made it through the weather. You made it through work. You made it through the games. And now there are more games to be discussed. 402-464-5685. Starter Heyman text line, Honda Lincoln hotline. If you want to be a part of what we're doing and what we're talking about, hit us up. Give us a what's up on the text line, and we will invite you into the conversation. You can follow us on the Starter Heyman live video stream, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter live. You can join in and see the happenings. Let's bring in the Husker Hall of Famer. Let him tell you about the Mercado.
Certified Piedmontese, special ingredients and butcher shop located at 84th and Havelock. Every type of meat, every type of cut.
We'll be there next Friday. We will be there next Friday. So have a plan. I do want to give a shout-out. It was a rough 24 hours. Found out my older sister Diane passed away. She's in my heart today and heavy in my mind. So I just wanted to put that out for the folks who have reached out, that folks that knew and reached out. You are greatly appreciated. This show will be a tribute to her in heart and in mind and in spirit. Love you, sis. Gonna miss you. But I got you. You're with me. Jay, I wanted to start this. We're going to spend the second. I know that Elena from Upside was going to come in. She was supposed to come in at 4:30. Haven't confirmed. But giving folks a place to watch UFC this weekend because they got a great card. There's tons going on this weekend. Jay, what's the event of the weekend here in Lincoln? So of the Husker sports teams, what's the event? Is it Nebraska against Penn State? Is it the women against Maryland here in the arena? Is it Mark Manning and the wrestling team versus Iowa? Is it the track invitational? Is it men's? What is it? Women's gymnastics. They got a pink out tomorrow at home at Devaney, 6 o'clock. Lots to do, lots to choose. What's the thing you want to shout out?
Well, I think here in Lincoln, the ones that are, you know, obviously accessible is the women's team against Maryland, mm-hmm. A nice little warm up, and then go out to the pink out with gymnastics because both of the men's team, obviously Mark Manning and his wrestling team is on the road, I think, at Iowa, and the basketball team is on the road at Penn State. So ones that you can go watch live are, you know, the women's basketball and gymnastics.
Simple enough. Good. Yeah, there's a way to support it. Big matchups, big weekend here in Lincoln. Chance for you to support the Huskers. I believe gymnastics, I think the tickets are $5 each.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things that, there's not a lot of high school sports going on, basketball, I don't think. I think there's only one basketball game in town as far as high school. So this is a great weekend to kind of expand your horizons and, you know, get out of the house. It's going to be a little bitter cold, but, you know, sitting inside all day isn't that fun. And so you can time out your weekends or your weekend, especially Saturday, based on, and Sunday, of course, but based on what, you know, you want to get up early and watch something, you know, a basketball game on TV, you know, you want to come to the girls' game, get back in time to watch a football game, a playoff game. And then if you really want to, you know, kind of make a whole day out of it, then head over and enjoy the Husker women represent with the pink out. So there's plenty to do. And then obviously Sunday, you know, it's a jam-packed football. So, you know, look, man, I always say this is the lull time of some sports, but this is also the time that you don't be in a lull of your support of Nebraska sports, because they are the ones that we just mentioned are doing really well. So that when they're doing really well, you'd like everybody to kind of get out there and support, and you know, they'll show well. I'm sure they is greatly appreciated.
It's simple. It's also glorious to be in a college town and have things available to you. So get out, support the programs. Like these young folks, I mean, you need them. You know them now. You've mm-hmm. been introduced to them. You know the coaches. You know who we're talking about. Heather Brink has made two weekly appearances on the station. Kenzie Davis and Emma Spence are on Monday night, so you get to hear them. The wrestlers, Mark Manning stops in the station all the time. Get around. The track and field folks, they're out there, of course. Megan Walker doing her thing. She's a sprinter. Of course, Chris Ramsey and Nico Schultz as well, who are part of the station's lineup. So get out and support the Huskers this weekend if you get a chance. The story for me on a large scale. So down in Florida, it's quarterback, high school quarterback.
I saw that.
Who was wanted by everybody. Literally everybody wants quarterback, right? Everybody wants Rashad. Rashada originally kind of verbally commits to Miami, then Florida keeps recruiting, which is the thing that I need to talk to you about. What the ethics are of continued recruiting after commit. But it pops up as a $13 million NIL deal.
Over 4 years.
He commits to Florida, and then all that glitters is not gold, and all money is not real money.
I mean, you know, to be honest with you, this is the type of thing. This is what I think a lot, and this is I'm not going to go on a tangent, but this is just in general, sports in general. When you're a coach, or in this case, a university administrator, or whoever's running this NIL, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is why you have to have all your ducks in a row, and it's also for coaches as well, dealing with, like, you know, youth going to high school and, you know, kids that play in club teams, right? They're not getting NIL deals, but they're looking for ways to get on the court faster or on the field. This could hurt Florida long term because of the way it's handled. So let's just say Dylan Rayola. I don't know if he's I doubt he's looking at Florida or haven't.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course. Present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing Board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Heard that he was, but just say he is. Say his dad never played here. Just say he is Dylan Rayola from Mesquite, Texas, or yep. You know, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. He's the number one quarterback. He sees the guy previous year commit to Florida, have a committable 4-year, $13 million NIL deal, regardless if it, even if it was a 4-year, $13 million maximum, but 4-year, just say six and a half, just because you know it is six and a half. Real money versus and benefits and all that, you know, stuff that's tangible right away. And then all of a sudden it falls through. If I'm a big time recruit, I don't step foot on that campus. I don't even get, matter of fact, I might be thinking about a part of my NIL to get me coming on an official visit. You got to pay me to come down there. Straight up.
And because, that's happening.
Because here's why. I think you still only get 5 official visits, right? Mm-hmm. Those things are worth something because if you go back to when Mike Riley was here and he had Micah Parsons on campus, even though Micah Parsons didn't come here, and Micah Parsons benefited because he probably got 20,000 more, you know, Twitter or Instagram followers, but it also brings notoriety to your campus. And normally kids would be fine coming and reaping all the benefits in person, but before I get on that plane, if I'm thinking about going down to Gainesville, oh, no. Matter of fact, if you're going to send me a check, it better be a week early.
Oh, no, Cash App, Venmo.
All I'm saying, in theory, if you try to say, okay, I'm going to give you a check, it's not checked once you get here. The check needs to be here, FedEx. The check needs to clear not once or twice because now if I'm an athlete, I don't trust nothing you say.
It's a tough look.
And then if I'm on – and if I'm there, right, and I don't – you know, if you broke his, are you going to break mine? Well, why did this deal get broken? You know,
how you do anything is how you do everything.
What I'm saying.
And every other recruit.
There is going to be, just say you are the defensive end or whoever else they signed to NIL. And it doesn't even have to be to this magnitude. It could just be to, say, $100,000 over 4 years or $200,000 over 4 years. And then say you bypassed a for sure $100,000 that could possibly get up to maybe a little bit more than what you signed at Florida because Florida was supposed to be real money, then what do? You know what I'm saying? I mean, sooner or later, if this starts happening, you're going to see, you know, we can get into, you know, the guys are going to petition to get out of their national letters of intent based on me signing committing and signing to your university under false pretenses.
Because sometimes in order to do that, you have to actually enroll.
Right.
And that part, and then there are other grant papers that are right. signed, and other also, contractual agreements that you right. get into.
Then just say for some places, it's your tuition is cheaper if you enroll early and become a resident. Mm-hmm. Well, now I didn't change my residency. Now you go from Florida where there's no state taxes, and then say he goes to USC. So now you're costing me more money. Right now, you know, this ain't about whether they're getting paid or nothing like that. NIL is here, so it doesn't matter how it gets done. This isn't going to be. This is not a good look from Florida. It's not a good look for the program. It's not a good look for the coach. And I can guarantee you, there's a lot of players trying to get a hold of whoever these collective, whoever the collective, you know, people are or contact are, and the coaches. So this, even though they say the coaches shouldn't be involved, your coach is your father figure while you're there, whether you like it or not. So this is an NIL deal, and a coach can't say, you know what? So if I go to Austin, you're my coach, and somehow this is NIL, and I say Austin, or I say coach, you know, what's up? You can't be like, well, you know, I'm your coach, I can't say nothing. Well, now I ain't going to trust you. Well, you might not be able to say something, but if a coach picks up a phone and calling the collective or calling a person to call the collective, it's going to get – maybe they're avoiding me, right? And as a coach, you know where the landscape that you're in, right? So you shouldn't want your player to be without, because that's your job. And then it's nothing on the player. He didn't get in trouble. He you know, obviously with him, he was going to be there. Everything that he was supposed to do on his end. So it's your job as a coach to find a way indirectly or directly to protect a player. Don't come talking about NCAA rules, okay? Because if that's the case, then that number one linebacker, you know, like my, you know, whatever, say he's your starter. If he ain't in the portal right then, trust me, I got that in my memory bank. I'm taking Robert Saleh's receipts. Come December, win, lose, or draw, as you've seen national championship dudes, all conference type of players, I'm in that portal. And then when you come back and ask me, I'm going to reference January 20th, 2023. Well, that's where it started. Because now everything that you tell me, I'm going to question.
And everything he tells you, you're going to pass on to Austin. You're going to pass on to Strick.
Right.
You're going to pass on to other people who, I mean, this is a small network of athletes. Word travels. Bad word travels really fast. So it's going to be there. Now, we'll throw it to break here when we come back. There's another NCAA thing that's in play. I'll read the headline, and we'll get Jay's take and response when we come back. But here's the first paragraph. University of Michigan announced it's fired co-offensive coordinator Matt Weiss, who was under investigation by university police for a, in quotes, a report of computer access crimes at the school's football facility.
Now, what is it? Hold on. Before we go into break, Sarter Heyman text line, 402-464-5685, and on the stream, on the YouTube stream. Please blow up the messages. What is that? What is?
And you can give wrong answers too.
Well, give wrong answers. But for the people that actually know, what could be the 10 possibilities that he did to be on a school computer? It was only twice, right?
What did you do?
So what did he do to actually where he gave away or essentially got fired from $1 million job? Because he was getting
$850 plus.
Well, he got bumped up to $850 based on the offensive output this year. But he was at $650. He got $100,000 from being Big Ten champs, $200,000 for being one of the top three or four offenses in the nation. So now you're at $950. So,
and here's what's we can lead on this. University of Michigan athletic director Ward Manuel makes a statement. After a review of university policies, the athletic department has terminated the appointment of co-offensive coordinator quarterbacks coach Matt Weiss. Consistent with university.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.